We're going to go to you for a little help. Earlier, we talked to author Sherman Alexie about independent bookstores and reading. He wrapped up with a book recommendation, and now we want some of yours. We're looking for your ideas on a great book to give as a holiday present. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. 800-642-1234. What book maybe is on your shopping list to give someone, or maybe one you'd like to receive, or something you loved reading and you think would make a great gift for someone? Again, the number, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Maybe our producer can get an item up on there for that.
Sherman Alexie's idea was that authors hand sell books in independent bookstores. Now we're asking you to, you know, quote unquote, hand sell a book to us. What book is one that you especially love and you think the message, the story, the whole experience of reading that book is one that you want to give as a gift to someone else? Something that you think stands the test of time, that has moved you, that you think a book with a legacy that's really meant something. You can reach us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234.
So I'm thinking about books over the years that I've given people or loaned repeatedly, or I've heard of other people loaning. Some of the classics, I think you can never go wrong with a copy of The Princess Bride. Have you read that one, Veronica? I've seen the movie. I read the book
right,
as a kid.
I've seen the movie many times, but I guess I haven't read the book. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, it's a wonderful book, and the story, it's like the movie in that there's the frame of the grandpa reading the story to his kid, but the book itself was supposed to be this really convoluted. The book he's reading to the kid was really convoluted, and he did the good parts version, just the exciting bits that made it into the action moments on the movie.
And I guess one of my favorites, one that I feel is one of the pinnacles of reading experiences of my life, has been Madeleine L'Engle and her Wrinkle in Time series. I just remember so much about reading that, and I'd love to pass that on to my kids and to other people as well. She's passed on, but she, I think, is an amazing writer, and those books stand up.
You know, the sad thing about that book for me is that's one my parents were recommending at a stubborn stage in my childhood.
So have you not read them?
I haven't read A Wrinkle in Time. My wife loved it, and okay. She recommends that for our kids. But no, I had this finicky stage. Some of the books I ignored at that point. I went back and read at some point. Some, like A Wrinkle in Time, I haven't.
All right, next time this month, you will have read them, right?
I've got a big stack of books, but okay. All right, no, I really should.
You really should. All right, well, let's see what Lars has to say. Lars is joining us in Stoughton. Hi, Lars.
Hi, good afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What do you think? What is your vote?
My book that I'd like to recommend is actually called One Shot at Forever. It's a baseball story about the Macon High School baseball team out of Macon, Illinois. It's a kind of an underdog story where you root for the small team, and it took place back in 1970 or 71, and it's a true story, and it's a marvelous story about a small high school team that went out and played the state championships. So I guess I'll leave it to the reader after that.
Okay, that sounds like a good one. One Shot at Forever. Recommendation there from Lars, especially for baseball fans, and that's not one that I've heard of.
No, me neither. And for fans of good underdog stories, that's always a fun one to read. We want to hear your recommendations at 800-642-1234. A great book to give as a holiday gift. Fred is with us now in Madison. Fred, hi.
Hi there.
What's your recommendation?
I'd like to recommend The Westing Game. It's a puzzle mystery adventure set in Wisconsin on the Lake Michigan shore.
A puzzle and mystery. Explain, please. What do you mean that it's a puzzle?
A rich entrepreneur dies and leaves in his will a puzzle that his 16 heirs need to solve in order to get his estate.
Ah, okay. And it's set in Wisconsin, at least in part.
Yes.
And do you know the author's name off the top of your head, Fred?
I think it's Ellen Rastings.
Restings. Okay. And it's the title is The Westing Game. Thank you so much for the suggestion. That sounds like a fun one. And I always love things set in familiar places, too.
Yeah, that's great. These are two that I've never heard of. And mm-hmm. this is the whole point of hand-selling books, like Sherman Alexie was talking about. That you get things you would never have heard of before. So thank you for that. And let's go next to Eric in Rochester. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
What do you think for a recommendation?
Well, I like the third version of Stephen King's The Stand.
The third version. So there are three of them?
Right. There's the movie version, there's the original version he wrote, and then after he got famous, he had a third one where a bunch of characters and stuff, situations got cut out and put it all back in.
Oh, so it's kind of like getting the director's cut or something like that.
Yeah. And, you know, it just adds body and more. It's just a better read. And, you know, one of the things Stephen King's always said is, you know, because there's the whole movie versus book thing, he said if you read the book first, you can use your imagination as to what these characters look like. On the other hand, if you see the movie first, like, you know, the Stand was a miniseries, I will always now equate one of the characters with Dauber from The Coach.
Yep, that's what happens when you see the movies.
Yep.
All right, well, Eric, thank you for that recommendation. The third version of The Stand has got all the extra material.
And I love that, you know, first Stephen King, who nobody had heard of, the editor probably could make all the cuts they wanted. Later on, I'm Stephen King. What I write is going to be in the book. The editor, put your stamp of approval on it and print that sucker.
You will not cut a single word of my book. Yes, excellent. Well, thanks a lot for that, Eric. And let's go next to Brad in Avoca. Hi, Brad.
Hi. I would like to suggest That Tree as a light read. It's actually by Mark Hirsch. And it's just coming out. It's a photo journal in the life of an oak tree over the year, one picture a day for a year.
Ooh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, I think he's been interviewed on several media outlets, including possibly WPR. I haven't even got it yet, but I've ordered it for all my Christmas presents. You can follow it on thattree.net. Just glorious pictures of a very old bur oak tree, and I think it'd make a very good gift and just kind of a light coffee table read.
Do you know where the tree lives? What state?
It's around Platteville, Wisconsin.
Oh, it is. Oh. Okay, another Wisconsin connection there. Mm. Yeah.
We should check and see if that author has, in fact, been on the WPR show, because if not, yeah, we might want to check that out.
Excellent.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have a soft spot for anything with trees in it, and oak trees in particular. There's something so stately and majestic about oak trees. I'd love to see that photographic history. So thank you for that suggestion, Brad. That's something that you could page through and, you know, be uplifted by the sight of a tree. Thanks to Brad for that. And to Matt we go. Matt in Beloit. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing okay. How are you?
Great. I would like to recommend The Music Lesson by Victor Wooten, who is a Grammy Award-winning musician, and I would really recommend this book more for somebody who's a musician or somebody who's maybe new to music and is really looking for some inspiration. It's kind of a magical story. A character shows up at his house one day unexpectedly and winds up correlating a lot of musical life lessons into just everyday life in a really beautiful way. Well, we're really inspirational to me as a musician.
All right, Veronica and I are also music types. Do you think, is it approachable for non-musicians too?
It is. There are some little bits and pieces where they do go just mildly into music theory. I guess they might have some... that might help if you're more into music. I don't really think it goes over anybody's head who doesn't know much about music, but there might be some parts where there's just a little bit of misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Matt, I've got one for you if you're into music. Have you read Bel Canto?
No, I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
It's called Bel Canto. It's an older book. It's by Ann Patchett. I actually mentioned her earlier in the show. And it's...
Okay, yeah, I think that's why it sounds familiar.
Yeah, and it's about an opera singer in a South American country who gets held hostage at a dinner party. And it's one of the most lovely, lyrical books about music and a whole bunch of other stuff that I've read, if you like books about music.
Yes, appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot for calling, Matt.
We are talking about holiday gift book suggestions, kind of a last-minute thing. A guest we've had trouble reaching. Who booked this one? Oh, it was me. Whoops. But you are helping us out by offering great books to get for someone or maybe that you'd love to get for the holidays. You can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Actually, for music lovers, Patrick Rothfuss, who shows up on this show often, he's got his fantasy, two parts of his fantasy trilogy, starts with the Name of the Wind. And
The Wise Man's Fear is the second one.
And the main character, among other things, is a musician. And the performance scenes, I thought, were so dead on as somebody who's played in tiny little bars over the years that I thought Patrick Rothfuss must be a musician
himself. That's what
himself.
You said to me. You said, I assume he's a musician.
And he corrected us on that. Yeah, he just writes compelling music scenes. But I think as a musician, our last caller might appreciate that as well.
Right. There's a whole lot of other stuff in there.
Right. It's not just music. Right.
A whole fantasy saga. But yeah, there's some great scenes about being a musician there. And what about you? Would you like to call and hand sell us a book? Tell us about one you think would make a wonderful gift right now for the holiday season at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Tell us what book you'd recommend.
More of your suggestions coming up. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're talking to you right now about books that you would recommend as a gift for this holiday season, an experience that was especially memorable, that you loved reading, and that you want to share with someone else as a gift. Our number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can post your thoughts and your recommendations on the Central Time Facebook page. And we go to Sarah, who's joining us from Wausau now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
What do you recommend?
Thank you so much for the topic. I love it. I'm an English teacher, and I've taught middle and high school. My recommendation is actually a Sherman Alexie book.
Uh-huh.
It's called The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian.
Yeah.
And the reason that I love it is because it is great for young adult fiction. It's in that category, so it's good for teens and young adults. But it also has really deep themes of family dysfunction and bullying and race and just fitting in with friends and all of these things that really transcend age. And so it's a really good read.
Excellent. Yeah, that is one that I have loaned to people and you know, who are not young adults anymore. And it does, you're right, it absolutely is a read for anybody. Thank you so much for calling up and recommending that one.
Thank you.
All right, we'll go back to the phones now. We've got Aleda in Madison now. Aleda, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's your recommendation?
My recommendation is Love Changes by Sherry Lucille, who is a local author.
Love Changes. And what was the author's name again?
Sherry Lucille.
Sherry Lucille. And what kind of book? What do you like about it?
Well, it's a love story, and I usually read self-help books. But this story really captivated me. It's set in the 1950s, which I'm a history buff anyway. And the kind of twist on it is it is an interracial love story set in the 50s, which brings up all kind of the racial tension issues and all that. And it's just a really well-written story, and it's really captivating.
All right. Thanks for the recommendation, Aleda. Love Changes.
Love Changes. All right. Thanks for that one. And on to Barbara, who's joining us in Oshkosh. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. What a great program.
Thank you. Learning
about some really good books here.
Great. Well, what do you have for us?
Well, mine is a book I would recommend, not for everybody, but I recommend it to all women. And it's called The Secret Garden.
Yeah.
And it's like, have you read it?
I have a long time ago. It might be worth a reread. What do you love about it?
Well, what I loved about it, so I can't reveal, the problem is it's hard to talk about it without revealing the secret, is the daughters completely don't understand their mother, and they don't know why she acts the way she does. And so the whole book is this full, beautiful revealing of the mother and her background and why she is the way she is and how it affects everybody's relationship in the family and how we judge people sometimes incorrectly.
So Barbara, you said you only recommend it to women mostly. Could a guy like it? Is it possible?
I don't know, because it's all the main characters are all women, and the father is in the story, but I'm not sure if men would like it because it's so into women's and daughters, mothers and daughters relationship, that I'm not sure if a man would like it.
All right. Well, you know what, Barbara? I think that we should add it to Rob's reading list.
Well, it sounds like a challenge.
It's a challenge. It's for younger readers, so you could breeze through it quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a beautiful one. Barbara, thank you so much. Did you say you had another one, or was that it?
No, I was just going to say that one other very cool thing about the book is up until the very last word of the book, we don't know the whole story. So it's still revealing.
Yeah, I've forgotten a lot about it. I bet that would bear another reading. Barbara, thanks so much for reminding us about The Secret Garden.
We've got an email from Paul, our email, by the way, talk@WPR.org. Paul emails, many remember Carl Sagan for his public outreach, including the TV show Cosmos. He also wrote a present near-future science fiction novel, Contact. He says it does an outstanding, enduring job of laying out the depth and overlap of scientific, philosophical, and religious thought. And I think they made a movie out of that, didn't they?
Jodie Foster.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for the suggestion, Paul. Appreciate it.
Okay, let's go next to Emily in Cable. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
What do you recommend?
I'd like to recommend another local Wisconsin author. David Rhodes is his name, and his most recent book is Jewelweed, which I think was read on Chapter a Day. And in that same series, there's also Driftless and Rock Island Line, and they're all fantastic novels that just weave this intricate story of small-town life with really interesting characters.
Oh, beautiful. You know, I have seen that book around, but I haven't read that one yet. I bet that is one, especially in Wisconsin, if you wanted to give a little slice of Wisconsin to someone. We've had lots of opportunities to do that with book recommendations today. And Jewelweed by David Rhodes is another.
All right. Thank you so much for that one. We've got Carl in Oshkosh with us now. Carl, hi.
Hi. I'd like to recommend, it's a 15 novel series about Horatio Hornblower, how he starts his life as a midshipman in the 1700s, and it chronicles his life through being a lieutenant, how to live on a ship, all the way through captaincy. And I think it's C.S. Forrester. I'm not sure on the author.
Okay.
But it's just a great book.
And it's a novel, right? Not nonfiction?
It's a fiction. Yeah, it's fiction. And it's a 15 book series.
Whoa.
I think there was a movie back in the 60s with Gregory Peck called Horatio Hornblower, which was one novel out of the 15.
Well, here's a thought. You could give somebody volume one this year, volume two next year, and you've got your gift buying for that person tied up for a long time, a decade and a half. No thinking then.
I got it covered.
All right. Well, thank you so much. The Horatio Hornblower 15-volume set.
And let's go next to Sue. Sue is with us from Evansville. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I'd like to recommend a book called The Shadow of the Wind, and it's a book about book lovers.
Ah.
It's a family in Barcelona, early 1900s maybe, and his father owns a bookstore, and he takes him to a place called the Cemetery of Forgotten Books. And he's allowed to pick out one book, and by choosing that book, it sets off a whole chain of events and mysteries that take place over the next decade.
Oh, that sounds great. I love that already. The Cemetery of Forgotten Books. That's perfect.
And the name of the book is The Shadow of the Wind.
The Shadow of the Wind. Did you say who the author was?
You know, I don't remember. It's been translated in English. And I believe the author is... in my suitcase in the back of the car here, but I'm not stopping to find it.
That's all right. We'll take your word for it.
Carlos, yeah, something right. Spanish.
Shadow of the Wind, though. I think we can find it with that. A great suggestion. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We'll go to Michael with us in Wausau now. Michael, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What's your suggestion?
My suggestion is a Sand County Almanac written by Aldo Leopold. A lot of people may have heard of him. But this book would probably be for high school trip, kids or older kids or adults. This was a series of essays that he did about conservation in Wisconsin. He's a Wisconsin author. There's also the Aldo Foundation. And I was so impressed by it when I read it a few years ago, I sent a copy to each of my four children.
So this is what you have given as a gift?
Correct.
All right.
And how did they like it?
As far as I know, they really appreciated it. And one of our grandchildren is in college, and he's interested in biology and conservation and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
So it's carried over, I guess.
That would be perfect. And I love this idea of reading locally and getting a deeper sense of the place where we live here in Wisconsin. There's a huge Wisconsin reading list here that we're uncovering alongside lots of others, but it's a chance to reacquaint yourself with parts of Wisconsin that you might not have known. So thank you so much for that, Michael. Appreciate it.
We'll go now to Bob in Spooner. Bob, hi.
Hi. Say, Veronica, you might like The Man Who Planted Trees. I believe it's by Jean Gigot. It's
okay.
About a French war veteran who meets a peasant who's taken it upon himself to reforest a desolate and sparsely populated part of France. The Man Who Planted Trees. It was also a very beautiful short animated film a few years back.
So is this a novel?
I'd say it's more in the terms of a short story.
Okay.
I don't even think it's novella length. It's a very slight little volume.
Yeah, that sounds
beautifully illustrated as well.
That sounds beautiful. Thank you so much. And I've got one for you. You like trees. This is one you probably have to check out because it's probably huge and expensive, but it is beautiful. Thomas Pakenham, and I can't remember the name of it, but he photographs the most outstanding trees of the world in these giant colored photographs. I remember there are baobab trees and just iconic trees from all over the world. So that's another one with pictures. I love that yours is a story. Thank you so much, Bob.
You bet. Bye-bye.
And thanks to all of you for your great suggestions. If you still have one, share it with us on the Central Time Facebook page. That's Central Time on WPR. Or tweet us on Twitter. We are Central Time WPR.